All right, well, here to talk with us again about his four-part series on the many benefits of adding cash value life insurance to your financial plan is our good friend and retirement specialist, John Burrs. It's time for this week's Financial Strategy.
Well, hi, Jerry. Over the last few episodes of Financial Strategies, I have been talking about why cash value life insurance should be considered when developing a person's overall retirement planning strategy. So today, I want to continue by talking about different ways of taking the money out of your cash value life insurance policy and the rules that apply to each method. Let's review what cash value life insurance is. When you pay premiums on a cash value life insurance policy, some of your money is applied toward the policy cash value, which is similar to a savings account within the policy. Over time, the cash values accumulate. Then, at some point in time during your lifetime, you can access the cash value by taking a withdrawal or a policy loan or surrendering or canceling your policy. Terminology is very important to understand when discussing ways of taking your money out of these life insurance policies. The first term that I would like to discuss is withdrawals. Withdrawals are treated differently in regards to taxes than by taking a policy loan or surrendering your contract. When the time comes to pay your child's private school or college tuition, one option is to withdraw some or all of the cash value of your policy, much like a withdrawal from a bank account. The amount you can withdraw is generally limited to a percentage of the cash value and varies by policy and company. Most insurance companies charge a processing fee for such withdrawals. The main advantage of cash value withdrawals is that such withdrawals up to your policy cost basis are not considered taxable income, as long as your policy is not a modified endowment contract called a MEC. Taxation is based on the FIFO account method. FIFO means first in, first out. In other words, the first dollars you take out are considered a return of your premium, and that is the amount of premium you paid in, or your cost basis. Let me give you an example. Suppose you own a life insurance policy with a cash value of $15,000, but your cost basis, or the premium you paid into the policy, equals $12,500. Then you decide to take a withdrawal of $7,000 to pay for part of your son's tuition. The result is you won't have to pay tax on this withdrawal amount because it will be considered a return of your policy cost basis. Just a couple of notes of caution though. Withdrawals are treated as taxable income if you take more out than what you put into the policy. Also, cash value withdrawals that occur in the first 15 years of the policy are accompanied by a reduction in the death benefit of the policy and may be subject to taxation. There are special taxation rules for policies that are classified as a modified endowment contract. So the main disadvantage of taking a cash value withdrawal from your cash value life insurance policy is that such withdrawals will lower your death benefit. It is important that you consult with a life insurance specialist before purchasing your cash value life insurance policy, and they can let you know how to construct your policy to meet your goals and objectives when it comes to taxes and death benefit payouts. Today we talked about our first term that you need to understand, and that is withdrawals. Next week I will discuss the second term that could be of even more benefit to you than taking withdrawals, and that is the terminology of policy loans. Again, if you have any questions concerning today's topic, or if you'd like to get a second opinion on your current retirement planning strategy, you can contact me by email at John, that's J-O-H-N, at CFANetwork.org. And when you write me, let me know how I can best contact you, and I would be more than happy to discuss your financial situation personally with you. I trust this financial insight has been helpful, and I look forward to the next time when I can help you provide the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence.
John Burrs is a retirement specialist within the Christian Financial Advisor Network on the web at www.cfanetwork.org. If you are looking for a trusted financial advisor in your area and you're looking for someone with biblical values and similar belief systems, I encourage you to hop on to cfanetwork.org or call 800-609-5530 and let us know that you're looking for a Christian financial advisor in your area.